the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. The topic today is new rules. So Jay-Z signs a deal with Samsung that makes his album Magna Carta Holy Grail platinum before it's released. Now, from a marketing business standpoint, excellent idea. You gain hype, in some cases you get new fans. Your album is somewhat of a success before it's even released, which is dope. And at the same time, you set a trend in the business of hip-hop and maybe music in general that gets the artists paid, gets them promotion, and also in some cases sustains their career. And I applaud Jay-Z for the business move, but One to Flow On is about hip-hop. And since we're talking about hip-hop, let's look at it from that standpoint. I'm just going to ask a couple of questions. Is it okay that his album is already platinum? And I'm using quotes. Is it really platinum? Because I remember the back in the day, and you know, it's not back in the day, but you have to refer to the past in order to define the future. And I remember back in the day where, you know, record labels or maybe even partners would buy albums to push them to gold or platinum status, and that was looked at as a negative. Is this not somewhat the same? What if Jay-Z only sells about 1.5? Does that mean he's really gold instead of platinum? Does it even matter, considering the fact that he made his money, he set a trend, and more importantly, is the album even good? Will a million people download it? Will that make you go and buy a Samsung smartphone? See, there's a lot of questions surrounding it as well. Of course, it's easy to applaud Jay-Z's moves because a lot of his moves are done in the public eye, and that's kind of what keeps his momentum going. And it's smart. And Jay-Z has always been a very smart businessman. But does that make him the best rapper out because of that? No, not at all. And these are the new rules. And I think it will be the new rules. I think you'll see some major artists doing some of the same things, partnering with bigger companies. In some cases, you already see it. And then you're going to see some dudes on a lower level, like some of the less commercially successful artists will probably have a deal with Tyrone's Chicken or a deal with Foot Locker. You know, buy these new kicks, get a free digital download. And see, that's where the genius is in it. That's where the props are coming from in regards to Jay-Z. He's pumped life into hip-hop in other ways from a business standpoint. So I cannot be mad at Jay-Z for the deal. But I just want people to understand, when it comes down to the music, in no way, shape, or form is this album already hot because a million people are going to get it for free. But the marketing plan is genius. I'm Vegas, and that's One to Flow On. Check out my blog, hiphoppolitic.com, and follow me on Twitter at VegasWorldINC.